You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I guess we'll never outgrow that, right? We always have to kind of recorrect. There's never been a ship going setting sail out in any era that didn't have to course correct. So, is that a good analogy? I hope so. I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Because I have another analogy that's going around. It's kind of viral, and a photograph taken, I guess, from a drone of burned out Maui. Right on the coast there, there is a two-story home with a red roof that is in pristine condition. And somebody commented, it actually looks like it was photoshopped, but it is not. I read the explanation from the people who live there. They said that basically it's not a brick house. And I noticed some of the churches that made it, people were quite taken by the fact that there was a Catholic, really nice Catholic church. There was a couple of other churches that were not, but I believe they were made out of either brick or stone. You know, if you had that, you had a lot going for you. But in Hawaii, where you do not need insulation, you don't need heat, you don't need air conditioning. I know, it's like, oh man, you know, you just can put up a wood frame house. You just have to put it up so the termites don't get in it. But that's for another story. But this house is sitting there beautiful amidst the charred, okay, remains of the neighborhood. Now, I looked at it and I said, it's kind of a spiritual analogy there, you know, that through the blood of Jesus, you have the blood on your doorpost. The angel of death is passing over you. That must have been a very scary night then, and scary when the fire goes over. But I just looked at it at first. It's not that big of a deal, but I looked at it and I thought, wow, that's the way you are. You're covered in the blood of Jesus. The day before that photograph was taken, it was beautiful, lush, sunny, warm, breezy, beautiful place, right? Everybody is all like, yeah, it's like it was yesterday. But there's a day coming of judgment. And if you're covered in the blood of Jesus, you're going to be pristine just like before. But if not, it's very sad. You look at it, it should bring you to tears, really. Should really do that.
Totally.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I wanted to check in with Corrie Ten Boom. I always say if she has something to say, listen, her life is an incredible, I mean, right up there with anybody in the Bible. Of course, Dutch family, they hid the Jews during the Nazi reign, and they got caught, all died in a concentration camp except for Corrie. She got out on a technicality. She went on to preach. Her biggest sermons are about forgiveness. Wow. When you hear Corrie Ten Boom, she said, man was asking for forgiveness. He was a former Nazi. She said, I told God I'm not forgiving him. No, I'm not. Can't expect to put yourself in her shoes. She watched her whole family perish. It's incredible evil. But what we forget about sometimes is Corrie Ten Boom was very affected by her sister. What an example, right? You have a sibling that's like that, that is such an example and a light to you. Listen to Corrie. It only takes a few seconds. Corrie explaining about being in the concentration camp, and you get a little bit of a feel of what it was like and what her sister was like.
I remember that when I was in a concentration camp and we were pushed together in a room with 700 people. The room was built for 200. Some people started to fight. Other people joined them. And at last, it was a chaos. We heard swearing and beating. And Betsy, my sister, said, Corrie, let's pray. That is dangerous. And she prayed. And she prayed and she prayed. I'll never forget it. And when she prayed, it was as if a storm lay down. We heard less swearing and beating. At last, it was absolutely quiet. And then Betsy said, thank you, Lord. Amen. Do you see what happened? There was a room of 700 prisoners in danger. And there was one woman who prayed.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Well, big day today, kind of. The Mona Lisa was stolen. It was in 1911. It was famous already, I guess, because Leonardo da Vinci did it. And it had hung in the Louvre in Paris for 100 years where it was stolen.
Or French pronunciation, Louvre.
Okay, and that's where it had hung. And then a couple of years later, they got it back. And that's what really made it famous.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I am Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Teacher comes in today. Class, pop quiz. We got just... got a knot in my stomach just thinking about those days. Teacher actually did that. Had a piece of paper on every student's desk. And had a notepad to go with it, or I guess ruled paper, right? And he said, you know, when I tell you, flip the paper over, and I want you to write about what you see. Just a page about what you see. That's the pop test. So they flipped the paper over, white sheet of paper, had a dot, an ink dot in the middle. And every student wrote about, you got it, the dot, right? And the professor probably was thinking that's what's going to happen. Nobody wrote about what was the other stuff that was there. You know, they might have said, well, there was nothing there. There's a white sheet of paper there. There's plenty of stuff going on. If you have your imagination, you write about whatever you want, right? You can see things. But everybody wrote about the dot. And, of course, it exemplifies what we do a lot of times when there's a little annoyance, you know, and it doesn't take much. People, who was it said that if you don't think small things matter, try sleeping with a mosquito some night. I'm telling you.
The sound of life.
Hey, welcome to Cup of Joe, a morning show. I think I got spring fever. It's beautiful. If I smell cut grass today, I'm going to be in heaven. This is going to be amazing. Is that one of the greatest smells ever? Wow. Smells very powerful. Very powerful thing. God made us that way, I believe. Of course, you know, it's just one of those things. Why? I guess it's a good and bad thing, right? All right. I always notice that smell if it reminds me of, like, junior high school, and then I run out of the building, probably because it's a dentist. No, I'm sorry. So, listen up. This is a really kind of cool story here, and it's true. Absolutely true. Alfred was reading his morning paper, and to his shock, he reads his own name in the obituary section. Have you ever done that? You know, that has happened to people. The newspaper had mistakenly reported the death of the wrong person. Alfred regained his composure. He read the obituary to find out what people had said about him. And it included sentences like, "Dynamite King dies," and "He was the merchant of death." You see, this man was the inventor of dynamite, and when he read the words Merchant of Death about himself, he just really asked himself a simple question. If this is how I'm going to be remembered, you know, is this the way it has to be? And he decided that at that moment he needed to make a massive change in his life, and from that day on, he started focusing his life on world peace. His name, Alfred Nobel, and he's remembered today for the Nobel Peace Prize, of course, the greatest of all prizes. Yes, proving that it's never too late to start over. Not for anyone. Yeah.
The sound of life.
For some reason, I guess it was an anniversary or something, about The Wizard of Oz, the movie. We all seen that. We always remember that. What do you remember? The witch, of course. You know, and the more I think about it, the more I think she was just, you know, a fearful person. Everybody was afraid of her. I don't think she really was all that. I mean, you know, they threw a bucket of water on her and she disappeared. She just, you know, that's kind of like your adversary today. But nevertheless, there is real fear and inadequacy. Your head, you know, your mind getting bombarded there and you're struggling with it. So what you have to do is trust that God brought you here, and He is with you. That's what the trust is all about, right? I know you can do it. We're doing this together, trusting God, holding on.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Hey, I am Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show. So, pretty amazing news I came across, and it has to do with going back to school. In a pretty amazing way, there's this Bible class program for public schools. It's an Ohio-based ministry, and it provides biblical education to public school students. And they've set up this thing a few years ago, and there's like 30,000 children are going to be enrolled this coming year. Okay, it's called LifeWise Academy, launched in 2019, and they have released religious instruction for public schools. Recently announced that more than 300 schools across 11 states, now that doesn't sound like, it's like 85,000 schools in this country, and obviously 50 states, but they're growing very fast. I mean, it's very new. Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Some of those states you would expect, you know. But the co-founder, the founder and CEO, Joel, is his name. He said, we went from being 133 public schools last year to 315 this year. So very happy with the way it's going. It's a simple 10-step launch process that any community can initiate. And he said, although bringing a religion into public education context can often be a lightning rod for controversy, he said that LifeWise has received far less resistance than we anticipated. And of course, I'm sure they anticipated a lot as the history. I have to tell you about what happened. I was thinking about the story coming up in a few songs. I'll tell you locally what happened to an after-school program, but it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting the way they've done that. Go, guys.
Now that's what I'm talking
about. Right.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I must tell you, it's the first day of the Dutchess County Fair, which historically was Kids Day. I was talking to my wife last night. She said, I don't think they do that anymore. I think you can buy an armband for all the rides, or kids' rides anyway, any day you go. So that'll certainly, it used to be. I mean, when the kids were little, I mean, let's face it, at some point it was really a lot of fun, you know, but then every year,
right?
And then, of course, the kids get a little bit older. But I kind of digress a little bit here this morning. Kind of want to hear from you. Hey, it's Kevin Joe Morning Show Hotline. Erin, you got something good that's happened lately to tell us about?
A bunch of things. My daughter went astray for a while, and about a month ago, she came back to the family. So that was a blessing.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.